This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Mary. And can you pronounce your last name for me, Mary?
Certainly, Schoenberg. Mary Schoenberg.
And what's your husband's name?
It's Carl.
Carl. All right. So what year were you born and in what city?
I was born in Tampa, Florida in 1970.
All right. So what was the road to St. Joan of Arc? How did that happen?
Well, my family moved to the Midwest when I was growing up, and they subsequently moved back to California, but I attended Indiana University, met my husband, and ended up getting married and staying in Indianapolis.
And then how did you get connected with the church?
Well, the first time I stepped foot into St. Joan of Arc was in 1997, and it was for a Christmas Eve Mass. My husband and I were still fairly newlyweds, and I really wanted a beautiful, impressive church for a really traditional, I don't know, kind of grown up Christmas. And so we attended that midnight mass, and it just blew me away at how beautiful it was and how packed and crowded it was and how happy everybody was to be there. And a few years later, we had an opportunity to buy a house right around the corner from the church, and I knew that was really going to be important in my life to have a parish and church that I could connect with, and also, quite frankly, somewhere that was as inspiringly beautiful as St. Joan of Arc is. So we ended up moving to the neighborhood and joining the parish.
So how did you and your husband get involved? What different groups or committees or things have you helped out with?
Well, we live about three houses up from the church, so it's kind of hard to hide.
Well, have you gotten involved in any committees or any particular things? What have you guys done?
Well, I've been really involved with St. Joan of Arc's French Market for probably about the last 10 years, and in other capacities along the way. Since we joined the parish in around 2000, I've served on marketing committees and parish council and various other things. But I would say that French Market is the most long-lasting and involved committee that I've participated in. And then Carl is a lector and does readings on Sundays.
Okay, so if there is a couple people that you've been able to work with over the years, just a few, who would be those that you like to mention and give a little appreciation?
Well, certainly when you mention French Market, you can't help but mention Karen Blackwell Smith. She has chaired the event more than anybody else, and her knowledge and leadership has really kept things going. I would also say that, you know, Jackie Needis, she's the first one that asked me to join the committee at St. Joan of Arc for French Market, and probably wouldn't have gotten involved, quite frankly, if she hadn't asked me, and it really has worked out well over the years. So those two ladies have been really instrumental.
And then how would you describe the church as someone thinking of joining?
I would say that St. Joan of Arc is a really welcoming community, prized, I think, by its members alike for its diversity, you know, both in along racial lines and socioeconomic lines. It's not just like another country club sort of church. It really, you meet people at all different places in their life, whether they've been members of the parish for 50 years or they're young and they're moving to the neighborhood and starting a family. So I think for that reason, it really would feel welcoming to lots of people.
Okay. Well, it was beautiful. Well, Mary, I really appreciate your time. I'm going to be closing this out. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, just thank you for undertaking the project. I think St. Joan of Arc is a parish that's loved by many, and I think this will be something that will be treasured for years to come.
I do, too. So just stay on the line, and I thank you for your time.